with Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs.
Oh, God. These birds have been at the milk again.
Ah, Mr. Steptoe.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Having a bit of tit trouble?
Pardon? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Oh, they're little devils, aren't they, eh?
Yes.
I leave the tile out there for the milkman, but he never puts it over them.
May I have a word with you? I finished upstairs.
Certainly, Doctor. Would you care for a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'd love one.
If you don't mind the kitchen, I'm afraid the lounge is looking a bit like a motorway cafe at the moment.
Yes, yes, it's a lot of work to do on your own. What with looking after your father as well.
You can say that again. I'm knackered. Oh, oh, boom, 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 boom. Now, which teapot shall we use? How about this one? Yes, that smells all right.
Yes.
You never know in this house. You'd be surprised what he puts in them sometimes. Yeah.
What?
Oh, nothing. So what? Do sit down.
Ah, thank you.
Look, excuse me.
What?
Not there. There's a slice of bread and jam on the chair. Oh, dear. I mean, you wouldn't want to have that stuck on your pinstripe trousers while you're doing your rounds, would you, eh? Well, the old bedside manner would suffer a bit, wouldn't it? Blackcurrant jam all over the counterpanes.
Right, right.
And, how is my aged Pete? He'll be able to get up tomorrow, will he?
No. I'm afraid not.
Oh. How long do you think?
Well, it's difficult to say. It's possible you might have to reconcile yourself to him being in bed for some considerable time.
Not all day long. I mean, he can do a bit of graft, surely.
I'm afraid not. Not for a long while. Your father isn't getting any younger.
Neither am I. But are you sure he ain't swinging the lead?
Quite sure. He's in some considerable pain.
Only round his jaw. That's what needs the rest.
Do that. Get
there. Get that. Yeah. You've got a bandage under his chin. That'll soon kill him.
I know it must be very trying for you. But I assure you, this time he isn't at all well. Are you going to pour that tea or not?
Oh, I do beg your pardon. Oh, it's a bit nuts, isn't it? Shall I let it stand?
No, don't bother.
But milk or lemon?
Lemon, please.
I'm afraid we haven't got any proper lemons. Got some squash, though.
Squash in tea? No, thanks. I'll do with milk.
By all means. Anyway, what's wrong with him?
Oh, him. Well, it's his back, you see. He's got some disc trouble. He's in pain every time he moves.
He doesn't move all that much at the best of times.
The only effective remedy is bed rest.
How long for?
Well, as I said, we don't know. It could take days. It could take weeks.
Weeks? I can't look after him for weeks. I mean, I've got work to do. I can't go out all day and come home here, do this place, cook and look after him. I can't do it. I mean, I'm fagged out when I get home as it is. I'm always falling asleep on the board. And if the horse didn't know the way home, we'd never get home some nights.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mr. Steptoe. There's nothing we can do except wait. But try and look on the bright side. Sometimes these things clear up. Overnight. Just like that.
Not with him, they won't. He'll hang it out. Look, if he's that bad, he ought to be in hospital. I mean, that's what I pays my stamps for. You bung him in hospital. I don't mind coming to see him.
I'm afraid that's not possible. There's a terrible shortage of beds.
Well, bung him on the floor, then. If he's got a bad back, it'll be good for him. A nice, hard floor.
You don't seem to be very sympathetic towards him.
Sympathetic? Look, I know him. He's not as bad as what he makes out. You say he's ill. Believe me, if you put him in hospital, stretch him out on the floor, he'll make the quickest recovery out of medical science.
No, it's out of the question. We can only make use of hospital beds in an emergency. He can be looked after just as well at home. He may even recover more quickly.
Don't you believe it? Not while he's got me on the move. He'll try and get 6 months out of this. He'll be sitting up there like the Caliph of Baghdad, rubbing his lap and expecting me to appear every 5 minutes.
Ireland! Where's the king?
There you are, he started. Coming, old great one! Keep your turban on. There must be something you can do. Can't you give him a shot of something? Like a .303? Have you tried acupuncture? I've got a tin of gramophone needles out there.
No. No, bed rest is the only way. Bed rest and understanding. I'm afraid as he gets older, this will happen to him more and more. You're just going to have to face it. He's going to need constant attention.
Oh, you don't have to spell it out. I can see it all stretched out in front of me. I've seen it on the pictures. Plain, mousy, 40-year-old Jane Wyman, devoting her life to nagging, moaning, miserable Dame May Whitty. Only in them films, someone used to come along. Herbert Marshall, usually. And he'd take her glasses off. She'd let her hair down. The old bird would kick the bucket, and they'd live happily ever after. Well, that's not going to happen to me. Nobody's going to let my hair down. He'll fall out before he's finished with me.
Well, I'll pop in again in a few days. In the meantime, these pills will ease the pain a little.
Oh, thank you. How many do I take?
They're for your father. And these are the sleeping tablets.
Aaron! Where's that tea?
You better give me some more. These won't last long.
Well, I leave you to it.
Thank you. You've been a great help. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Thank you for the tea.
So sorry about the lemon.
Oh, that's all right. I'll bring my own next time.
Right. I suppose you'll be off to Canada soon, sliding across the old 48 parallel into the good old USA, getting in the back way, eh?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing. Just a few bitter remarks. I can see what I've got coming, that's all. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye. I'll call in on Friday.
Thank you. If I can drag myself to the front door, I'll let you in. Come on, 2, 3, 4.
Aaron!
Right on cue.
You don't care about me, do you? I'm ill.
Coming. Oh, good door, helping ages past, I hope for years to come. Harsh shelter from the stormy blast, and crutch to lean upon.
Hello?
Room service? Sir, what's the caviar, the champagne and the pressed duck?
What the hell have you been?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. There's trouble in the kitchen. The wine waiter reliably informs me that the Verve Clicquot 55 has run out. And would Sir mind making do with the PG Tip 75?
What did Crippen have to say? Don't take any notice of him. He's a liar. I am ill.
Yes, I know.
Hey? What did he say?
Nothing. Don't let's talk about it now.
What's wrong with me? What did he say?
He just... Nothing. Nothing to worry about. Forget it. You put it out of your mind. You've had a good life, that's the main thing.
Oh, you're hiding something. What's wrong with me?
Oh, don't think of the future, Dad. Think of the past. Those carefree golden days of your youth. Oh, those long, hot summers, walking hand in hand through the meadows with a pretty girl on your arm. The butterflies, the rippling brook, the smell of new-mown hay. Oh, the smock farmers drinking from their jugs of cider as they leaned on their pitchforks, taking a well-earned rest. The curfew that tolls the knell of parting day as homeward plods the ploughman. Oh, the leaves...
What's wrong with me?
You're dying!
I'm not dying. I've got a bad back.
I'm sorry, Father. I didn't want to be the first to tell you. I didn't mean to let you out. I'll drink your tea. Quickly. He said, you've got 3 days to live. Starting from now.
Tick tock, tick tock. You callous little toad. Back. Oh, the agony. Oh. What did he really say, Harold?
He says you got a bad back.
I know I've got a bad back.
Well, there you are. That shows you what a good doctor he is.
Well, I told him I've got a bad back. I want to know why I've got a bad back.
Lack of use. He says, you've got to get out of bed and do the housework.
No, he didn't. He said I've got to stay in bed all the time, perhaps for weeks.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't know who's going to look after you.
Well, you are, aren't you?
Me? No. I've just been on the phone booking up my holiday. I'm off to Cornwall for a month.
Cornwall?
Yeah. I'm going to do a bit of shark fishing, a bit of surfing. You wouldn't like to come with me.
How can I surf? I can't even surface.
Oh, shame. Well, is there anything you want before I go?
You can't go. I can't move.
All right, then. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring up some tins of food and leave them on the end of your bed. You'll be able to reach them, all right? Right. I'll see you then. I'll send you a card. I'll leave the front door open and the doctor can bring it out when he comes round on Friday. Cheerio. I'll see you next month.
Harold, don't leave me. I'm ill. I really am ill this time. I can't move. I won't ask for much. Harold! Who is he?
Mr. Albert Steptoe. We from the Cornish Constabulary. Ah, I got some bad news for you, sir. Your son Harold has been eaten by a shark. It happened while he was lying on a lilo, a reading of Jaws.
Oh, might just as well have been. It's going to happen now anyway. What do you want?
Harold, I'm not going to be a burden to you, honestly. I know you've got a lot to do. I know it's going to be hard for you. But I'm not skiving. Honest, I'm not.
No, I'm not, Dad. I was just mucking about, that's all. Just getting a few laughs in before it all turns sour.
What else did he say?
Nothing more than what he told you. You got this trouble in your back. You got to stay in bed till it gets better. That's all.
How are you going to manage?
Oh, I don't know. We'll manage. We always do.
I asked him about going to hospital, but...
Yeah, I know. There's no quids.
I'll get better as soon as I can, Harold. I promise.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it.
You're a good boy, Harold. I appreciate it. I really do. I don't blame you if you want to go to Cornwall. You don't get much out of life, and now you're lumbered with me.
Yes. Oh, don't keep on. Let me cry my eyes out in a minute. Now, is there anything I can get you?
No, no. I don't want anything. I don't want to bother you.
No, that's all right. I don't mind.
I don't want to be any trouble.
I don't mind. What do you want?
Well, I could do with another cup of tea.
Right.
Harold!
Yes, Dad?
Have the papers come?
Oh, yes, Dad.
Could you bring them up with you?
Yes, Dad.
Oh, no, Harold!
Yes, Dad?
Do you think you could make me a little sandwich?
Yes, Dad. What would you like?
Oh, anything. I don't mind. I don't want to be any trouble.
Oh, let's see. Corned beef?
No.
Cheese and tomato?
No.
Peanuts, butter and pickle. Well, what do you want then?
Anything. I don't know. I could go a nice sausage sandwich.
We haven't got any sausages.
Could you go out and get some?
No. Yes. All right, then. I'll go out and get some.
Oh. And Harold!
Yes, Dad?
Harold.
Yes, Dad?
I want to go to the lavatory.
I can't do that for you. I'll go and get you a milk bottle.
No. No. That's no good.
Oh, God, we haven't got a bedpan. Yes, oh, no, I'll have to go out and get one.
No, I can't use them. I never could use them. When I was in hospital, they had to put me in a wheelchair.
We can't get a wheelchair down the stairs.
I know. You'll have to carry me.
carry you?
There and back.
There and back. 3 times a day. Yes. Come on in, huh?
Put your arm around me neck.
Off we go down to Wooden Hill.
You're a good boy, Harold.
Yeah, so you said.
This is very embarrassing for me, Harold.
Yeah, it don't do me any favours neither.
Harold.
Yes, Dad?
Do you think you could bring the television set upstairs?
Yes, Dad.
And if you could pop down to the library, I want some books changed.
Yes, Dad.
And then later you can go down to the off-license and bring back some beer.
Yes, Dad.
No! Be careful! You're hurting me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Dad. Oh, God, how help in ages past.
Braxton is beginning to wear him down. And if he gets
still now
by a neck, it's a
music of the
silence.
By a neck. 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. 4, 9. Hello? Acton City Tote? Clarence? Any to come? Harsh note. 3:45, Wincanton. Aye? Oh, terrible. In agony I am. Every time I move. It's been a fortnight now. Harold? Ah, he's helpless. Haven't seen him for half an hour. Still, you can't expect much from the younger generation, can you? All they think about is themselves and pleasure. Right? Yeah, love to see you. This evening? Fine. Here. Eric and Arthur came round last night. Stayed a couple of hours. Got Brahms and Liszt, we did. Eric brought a bird with him. About 50. Her old man's just died. You can guess from what by the look of her. What? She's promised to come round this evening and punch me pillows up. Hey? Oh, no. Not with my back. No chance. Still, I'll get her later. See you. Harold!
Coming, coming!
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I'll just come in from the shopping. What was it you wanted?
Switch the channel over. BBC One. Racing at Kempton. That's all. I'll shout if I want you.
How are you feeling, Dad?
Rotten. Oh, it's no fun being in bed. An active man like me.
Did the doctor come while I was out?
Yeah.
Did he bring his lemon?
Hey?
What did he say?
He said I was worse. He said I mustn't do so much.
No, if you do any less, you'll stop breathing.
What was that?
No, nothing, Dad.
Did you bring me books back from the library?
Yes, here they are.
Ready, ready. Don't like him, ready. Well, that was a waste of time, wasn't it? I've got nothing to read now.
I'll go down and get some more, but don't close yet.
And take that tray down. I hate the smell of old food hanging about.
Did you, like the steak?
Is that what it was? Terrible. All gristle and garlic. You know I don't like garlic.
But I thought it would bring out the taste.
Well, it didn't. And it was fried.
The grill's broken.
Well, mend it. You're not useless, are you? The peas were like bullets. If that's the best you can do, don't. I'd rather starve.
Well, I'll do better tonight, Dad. I got you a nice bit of fish.
I don't like fish. What is it?
Place.
Never any Dover sole.
Yeah, but they're about 30 bob a time.
Oh, well, if I'm not worth 30 bob when I'm ill, I'll make do with the place.
I'll go and get you a Dover sole. Now, is there anything else you want before I goes down?
No.
Right.
Harold!
Yes?
What's the time?
3:30.
Nearly tea time.
I won't forget.
Just in case.
Right.
Harold! Now what? Have you been out on the round today?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Because if you recall, I've been down to the library, down to the fish shop, up the off-license twice, down the chemist's, round to the grocer's, and in between that, I've been up and down these stairs 23 times. And now, I'm going out again.
Why?
To buy 100 yards of rope.
What for?
I'm going to make a noose for one end, and I'm going to put it round my neck. I'm going to put the other end in your end. And I would be grateful in future if you don't shout. Just pull. That way, I shall know you want me. And also, it might help me to get up the stairs a bit quicker. Believe me, them stairs are beginning to look like the north face of the Eiger.
Ah, it's wearing off, is it? I'm beginning to become a burden, am I?
No white man ever had a bigger one. But rest assured, I will not fail in my filial duty. Now, please, if you could refrain from wanting anything for 15 minutes, I would like to put my feet in water. All right.
He's turned the volume down. Can't hear a thing. I'll have to do it myself. Oh! Oh! My back! Oh! Hello? I can't feel it. I can move. It's clicked back. Twist again, like it is lost. I'm cured. No. I'm back in bed. I'm enjoying the rest. I need it anyway at my age. Harold! Harold! Could you come up a moment? I'm stuck.
It's been a long, hard week, and I've been working like a dog. I'll come home and find him sleeping like a log. Oh, cool. I could do with a nice cold beer. Oh. Yeah, that's funny. There was 2 lagers in here this morning. Well, I didn't have them. I shouldn't think the horses had them. So that leaves that perpendicular ponce upstairs. Which also accounts for last week's gradual disappearance of all the pink ones in my licorice also. I'll kill him.
Harold! Harold! Are you in? No, I'm not. Harold! Are you there? No,
I'm hiding.
No, I feel pretty, oh so pretty. It's a pity I've only got one. Yeah. There's no beer left. Oh well. I'll just have to nick some more of his licorice all sorts. Yeah. All the pink ones is gone. I'll have to start on the black and white ones. Oh well. I'd better get back to bed before old faceache comes home. My ears are alive with the sound of...
Right. He thinks it's time old faceache come home. Now, what can I do to him that's horrible and nasty? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. A little piece of soup to purge, I think, is called for, definitely. What kind of fool am I? Come on, 2, 3, 4.
Harold! Harold, is that you?
Yes, Dad. I won't be long. I got a nice surprise for you. How are you feeling, Dad?
Not so good, Harold. It's getting worse. I think I'm going to be up here for quite a while yet.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. What I've got on this tray will help you to get better.
What's under the sauce? Have you cooked me something nice for tea? Sausage, egg and bacon, is it?
Yes, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And some bread pudding and custard.
Oh, yeah, smashing. And some cheddar cheese.
Yeah? Big bit or little bit?
Oh, well, all right, I'll have a big bit.
Oh.
With some pickled onions and four slices of bread and butter.
Yes, and two tins of lager and half a pound of licorice also. Pink ones.
Eh?
You can have all that later, but first, you're going to have a blanket bath.
A bath? Yeah, that's right.
Because you're a jack-headed old man, aren't you? You've been in bed for 3 weeks now, haven't you? And a proper wash. Haven't you? Dirty old man.
Stop it.
Most important of all, we mustn't let you get bed sore, must we? A skinny little bum like yours is highly susceptible. Surgical spirit, that's the stuff.
No, no, Harold, I haven't got any bed sores.
Turn over.
No, Harold, I...
Turn over.
Ooh, be careful with that stuff, it stings. Stop it. Hey, let me get up.
He's risen from his bed. Oh, the saints be praised. A miracle cure.
That turned us into a grotto. A grotty grotto.
You rotten little... I'm on fire.
I'll put the hose on for you, Ben. Thank you.
You have been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Michael McLean as the Doctor. The program was written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.